neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Well, the reason that after concluding the Lahash, we go back three steps, is a reminder of Nebuchadnezzar, Harasha, that he was given the task to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. And the reason was that the letter that was being sent to Chizkiyahu HaMelech Alav Shalom, it was written in a way that to send a greed to the king first and then to Ribono Shel Olam. So Nebuchadnezzar took three steps to correct this. So because by preceding the name of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he complained. He said that's not the right way to greet the Melech first and then Ribono Shel Olam. So he changed it around and he took three steps forward to stop the sofer of the palace. So now when we go back three steps, that means we show the respect. We want to fix whatever that he did, that Hashem gave him the task to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. So it's not just going back three steps, but so we have to remind ourselves that the same way that Nebuchadnezzar Harasha showed respect to Ribono Shel Olam, so Hashem gave them the task to destroy Beit HaMikdash, more so that if we make an effort to show respect to Ribono Shel Olam, Hashem Baruch Hu will give us the zechut b'ezrat Hashem bekarov that Beit HaMikdash will be tibaneh v'tikoneh. After we conclude our Amidah, we are glued to the floor. That means we cannot walk around or speak Chas v'Shalom. So after we go back three steps, we have to wait for the Chazan to start the Chazara. So walking around or being occupied with anything is not permitted. But if one likes to study the Harher, have a sefer to look at, is permitted till the Chazan start the Chazara. And also the Chazan, in case he's waiting for the ninth person to start his Chazara, he's permitted to look at the sefer, but not out loud. But he cannot walk around or speak. So when he has the nine people to answer Baruch Hu or Shuman Amenim, then he will start his Chazara. And also the Kohen Kadosh, when the Chazan starts the Nachdishach, Narushach and Arisach, Kenoam Siach, Sot Safir Odish, or the Nigunim that usually on Shabbatot, or Chagim, or Semachot, we accompany the Chazan, that will be till V'gara Zeh El Zeh. We have to stop. Why? Because people, they get confused. Mebalbeleta kahal. So you continue the Nachmishach, the Nigun, and then you stop. V'gara Zeh El Zeh, you leave it to? Yeah, you have to stop. And then you listen to Chazan, and then you answer Chadosh, Chadosh, and the rest of the Nachmishach.
Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.